Artists of the future can look to the past to explore how to speak out against war. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Casey Andrews, associate professor of English at Whitworth University, discusses how writers between World War I and World War II tried to bring peace through their art.
Can literature prevent war? The question likely sounds absurd to a listener today. We know that novels and poems are only read by a small portion of society, and that the real driving forces of war come from politicians, generals, and economic factors, not from imaginative ideas made of language. In the decades that followed the First World War, however, many artists and intellectuals combined forces amid the broad public distaste for military violence to produce peace activist literature. For some writer-activists, this led toward propaganda or blunt tactics, such as shocking readers with horrific accounts of battle gore. My research has focused on peace activist writers whose tactics were more subtle, those who tried to maintain a high level of literary artistry while retaining an unmistakable critique of militarism. Writers including Aldous Huxley, Siegfried Sassoon, and Virginia Woolf attempted various strategies for crafting rich literary art that could expose the belligerence of peacetime English culture. For these writers of the so-called war generation, who had lived through the terror of the First World War, a rallying cry was, "Never again." The military nurse turned peace activist writer Vera Brittain wrote in 1930 that the rise of dictatorships throughout Europe were a sign of her generation's failure to convey to the young the evil of war. But she insisted that this problem of communication must be faced before the darkness covers us. As we know, another more devastating war erupted before the decade was out, and for many in the peace movement, this was a crushing defeat for pacifist activism of all sorts, literary or physical. And yet, turning to great peace activist literature from this vigorously engaged period offers a trove of resources for artists today who might work for peace in a new century of perpetual war.
That was Casey Andrews of Whitworth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.